Monday, December the 2nd, 1996.
It was to see so many here this time.
It is nice, isn't it, to have everybody back with us?
We wish the lady to know that we look after her. Do not be concerned.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'm sure you will.
I have to tell you, dear friends, how good it is to see that all of you have been uplifted in these days from our last meeting. Many words were said to you last time, and I know many of you have pondered upon these words deeply.
We certainly have.
Dear friends, there is much happiness to come to you all. Do not doubt that each one of you will travel life's pathway this time with hope, with joy, with knowledge, and with love.
That's very nice to hear.
These things do not come without a price, but I say to you all, dear friends, that what you earn and achieve has been earned by yourselves, and what you give to others. This time, I will not speak on any one subject, because although this one is comfortable, we do not wish distress to the physical throat. This time.
We were wondering about that. So was your instrument.
It is fine now, but we have others who will speak to you. So it is best that my words remain short this time.
Yes, we do understand.
Have you questions, please?
No, I was only going to ask if this time you wished to speak on energy, but I appreciate you'll not be able to now. That will be a lengthy subject.
Yes. Do not be concerned. We have many meetings to come and many opportunities to speak of all the dead subjects.
That's very nice to know. We look forward to it sometime.
Let me perhaps say to you that each one could perhaps become more aware of their own individual energy patterns. Perhaps when I speak to you more fully, perhaps we could speak individually and see what your consciousness brings to you.
Mm-hmm. That would be interesting.
So, I give you quite a task.
I do indeed.
So, now, let me answer any questions before I leave you this time.
Anybody a question they would like to put? No.
Let me say only to this group who belong to one family of the joy and happiness around them, and it will grow and grow. I speak of the gentleman and his family. There is much coming to them.
That's nice for him and for them. You heard that, George, did you?
Yes, thank you, Swami.
No. This time I will withdraw from you and allow others to come.
Thank you very much for your company. God be with you. And love also goes with you, as you know.
I am aware. And I say to you, as always, your light becomes lighter.
Good. Thank you.